Welcome to Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, the AARPG's new actual play series using the Dragonbane RPG by Free League Publishing. I'm Nathan, your host, co-GM, and I'll also be playing Brains, the idiot Wolfkin thief. Let's meet my friends and fellow cast members.
I'm Malcolm, your co-GM, and I'll also be playing Corinne Rinesmith, the judgy halfling bard.
Hi, I'm Tyr, and I'll be playing Dane Ringson, a human scatterbrain scholar.
I'm Chris, and I'm playing Sigyn, elfin huntress.
Hey all, this is Anthony, and I play Kurgan, and he wants to remind you,
you should go and get stuffed.
Hello everyone, this is Sean. Now we'll be playing Baylor Banefire, Dwarf Artisan Specialist.
I'm Tim, AARPG's latest temporary Double Seeker probationary player. I play Quiverwing, the enchanting mallard whose spellbinding plumage shivers like distant lightning on a moonlit night.
Together, we'll explore ancient secrets of a long-forgotten empire, facing challenges and forging our destiny in a world where every castle, cave, and crypt holds the echoes of a bygone era. Get ready for an epic journey filled with laughter, suspense, and unforgettable moments in the Misty Vale.
Hello.
And welcome.
And welcome to the Advanced Age Roleplaying Gamers Podcast. I'm Nathan. I am your host tonight.
Now with 100% more teen angst.
100%. But yeah, episode 22 of Dragonbane. We're still playing this game. This is the longest run we've ever had, you know, recorded with a game. And most consistent playing.
I was going to say Goldsberry was like that 3 to 5 years.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
Well, we have. There's so much more story with that. But we're having fun. Gold Sparrow. We should do that sometime.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if we could do that.
I never got to play Gold Sparrow the first time around.
I miss that character, like anything. I loved my character.
Well, enough about that. Let's go on to Dragonbane.
Where we hate your character.
We're the Misty Vale. The characters are outskirting. Tonight we have Chris. Who are you playing, Chris?
Sigyn Wotavendvartia.
Malcolm, we got Malcolm. Malcolm, we got Malcolm.
Corinne Rinesmith, halfling bard.
Yes, and we've got Tim.
Quiverwing, mallard wizard.
Woo! And we got not Tony, not Sean. We've got Tyr.
The other one.
Yeah, the other guy. Hey, I'm Tyr, and I'm playing Dane Ringson, a human scholar.
Yeah, not Blaine, not Bane, Dane.
Not Dane. No, it is Dane. Fuck.
Now, Chris, just one more time. Just say the last name again.
Wotavendvartia.
How in the world is that Guardian of the Night Sky? Anyway, we'll go.
Because the Swedes or Finns or wherever the fuck I got this name from.
It's beautiful.
Like throwing lots of letters and shit and seeing what sticks.
I
love our Scandinavian listeners.
I do.
Yeah, we're still charting with Sweden.
Let's not ruin that.
And then we've got also some European countries, other southern European countries, Hungary and Croatia.
Oh, welcome, Croatia.
Yo, you've got an amazing coastline out here.
Yeah, on Apple Podcasts, we're still, we've been on the charts for hobbies and leisure for a long time now.
Fine, that is Nietzsche.
I guess maybe nobody else, there's one guy owns an iPhone there and they're listening.
That is not nice.
Anyway.
You're an Android people as a people.
Actually, that is true. I mean, I think the majority of you is... Europe is more Android than Apple when it comes to phones. Yeah,
we just don't get as much information from Spotify. So anyway, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to be running. The players they're wrapping up their week in Outskirt. We did a shopping episode or two. I don't know.
Kind of blurred together. Yeah.
Yeah. And Tyr, if
you wanted to get training on the sword, if you would just want to make that roll.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could that old warrior with the swords that have swords.
Oh.
Yeah, I wanted to take part in that too.
Yeah, because Dane would have been asking all around town for that.
Yeah, he liked to be called Warrior Creve.
Yes, Warrior Creve.
Warrior Creve?
Just bristling with weapons.
Don't ask.
Really? Okay. Yeah,
So that is a roll against my default off of strength, I believe. For swords.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, you didn't have swords at all?
No, not at all.
Ew. So you had a base level on the skill based off of your strength.
Right, that's what I have to make the roll against. Right, to gain the skill. That's what he's asking.
No, I think you start with it at that
base
level.
Yeah, everybody has a baseline.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've never had the skill before, so this is a completely new skill.
So everybody has a baseline just based off of your attribute.
I literally have no other strength-based skills to tell me what that baseline is. So does anybody know what that is for an 11?
Strength, that's a 5 as you're starting on, on an 11.
Yeah, I think it's a 5.
So
with a trainer, 15 or higher, you can, you make the roll. And if you make the roll, then you go up by 1.
I rolled a 7.
Well, there you go.
I rolled a 5, so I rolled a... God damn it. That was a waste. Fucking teacher sucks. Fucking weird.
Yeah. He's
got other interests.
He doesn't like you. Because you're an elf. You're not a human. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Asshole.
what kind of sword is Ziggy using?
A pointy one?
You know, he shows you his collection. He's got a long sword, and he
7 different varieties of long sword.
Yeah, you know, bastard swords.
Aren't two of these the same maker?
And his swords have swords.
He shows you, like, he twists this thing on the sword and splits into two different blades, and then he pulls something on the hilt, and a dagger comes out of the base of the hilt. It's pretty insane.
Yeah, this is looking like one of those like weird shops you find at like Pigeon Forge. Them. Like,
if you're gonna buy something, buy something. I got a con to go to.
Yeah, it's like,
he has one of those Kroll spinning dagger things, but he won't let you touch it. He thinks you'll hurt yourself.
The glaive.
He's a glaive.
The glaive.
Does he have all his fingers?
No.
Yeah.
He has most of all his fingers. So
yeah.
He hasn't lost a complete finger, but he's lost a couple of segments here and there.
Okay.
So those of you who could get trained are trained. Tim, you're able to spend the past few days with Draenith getting trained on those new spells. And what were those new spells again? Just to remind everybody.
There's quite a few, actually. Mm-hmm. I got Purge, Banish, Lightning Bolt, not just Lightning Flash, and something else. Oh, Heal Wound, not just Treat Wound, but also Heal Wound. Okay. So basically, I got better at a couple of things I was already doing.
All right. The camera zooms in to you guys sitting inside the Three Stags Inn. You're having breakfast and you're talking about where you're going to go next. And Brains chimes up and says, "Guys, I don't think I want to go to that load place. That sounds
like a load. I'm up for Troll Spire. I think Troll Spire would be fun.
That sounds even, I mean, you know, I just got my chainmail shirt, but I'm not exactly eager to try it out.
But here's the thing, though. We just fought a troll. So.
No, we didn't.
Didn't we?
You did.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, yeah. Yes, technically we did.
Well, you didn't fight. You mean, yes,
the MILF's sons.
All things being considered, I would like to go to the Starcatcher Tower, but I think that's a little far away.
I think the Starcatcher Tower is the Troll Tower.
Millspire? You
know, the Starcatcher Tower was in just fabled myth and legends, glinting in gold and all the treasures of all the Dragon Empire.
That does sound far more appealing.
Yeah, that's where I want to go. I don't want to go to a troll place.
But if we're not going to go to the Dwarven Mines, after all, the information did come from the Nightkin. So perhaps maybe we should just go to the Tower of Sighs. It sounds easier. Is there gold there? I didn't recall.
All we heard was that there were bandits there.
We've dealt with bandits.
Yeah, we have dealt with bandits.
I mean,
you have dealt with bandits.
I'm going to, if I do get a vote here, I know I'm just an orphan, but...
And you drink tea.
Tea is delicious. Orphan. I don't understand. I'm going to say we hold off on the Temple of the Purple Flame.
Oh, that was completely off the books.
Yeah. I think we hold off on that rumor.
Yeah, we think that's a no orphan zone.
I have no information on it outside the name, and that unsettles me. I've done research on everything else.
Well, then we'll look into that some other time, some other year.
The Tower of Sighs, that's in the marshes to the east?
Yeah, marshes to the east.
By that other town. Ugh,
that sounds
awful. Vindigard?
There's another inn on the way. Right?
Inn?
Ooh.
Hold on. Let me check my notes.
Large tent.
Road's End?
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Great, because that's all I wrote is Road's End. It's an inn, you say?
Yep.
Yeah, I have Road's End, and I had gold. That's all I had in my notes.
So the Tower of Sighs is reported to be in haunted marshes?
Yeah, haunted marshes.
Haunted marshes?
Yes.
I don't remember.
What, wasn't the mines
details?
Haunted also?
The mines are also
what's
haunted.
Part of this bloody valley isn't haunted?
The descriptions good. in the legends go anywhere from describing it as a disgusting bog, and it's which is a hideout for bandits, to a to haunted marshes. So we should really be prepared for either one, perhaps even haunted by bandits. I'm
disgusting
not really sure.
Bog bandits.
I would like to point out that while Outskirt may not be haunted, it did have the blood rain.
Oh yeah, it did have blood rain. Hate
that washed off.
Think about it from the undead's perspective. There's living everywhere. I'm so sick of the living.
Quite frankly, so am I.
Haunted. You just don't like people for all the right reasons.
Have you met them? They're terrible.
Yes. Children are the worst.
Children are a drain on society.
Bandits and leeches. What else could there be?
Leeches? I didn't even have leeches down yet.
I didn't hear leeches.
I didn't hear leeches. Marshes, you're going to have leeches, right?
No, you could have, like, you know, marsh bunnies. It's a thing.
Marsh bunnies sounds far more appealing than leeches.
It certainly does.
Going to need some more waxed canvas to wrap my books in.
I'm much better at swimming now than I was at the beginning of the campaign, so I'm okay with the marsh.
I'm not.
I'm gonna make sure I have oil and wax canvas and dry socks. There we go. I'm ready to go. Let's go.
I would like to bring a box that's sealed that has cake in it.
What are you
telling
me?
Case?
That is very wise.
Just in case.
In case I run into another wizard.
Can I have a precious metal to go buy that with?
I have some silver here.
Thank you.
On the top of the pot.
I'll take it.
I assume like 3 silver is good enough.
Who knows with the inflation in this valley?
What the heck?
I just want a box that has some cake in it. Just in case I meet another wizard on the road.
Assuming Ballard has finished his work, I will wear my chain shirt.
Yep, all the all the work has been done.
I'll check over my new gear, which I think will be useless in the swamp. Except for the whistle.
Did Baylor give you boobs on your chainmail?
No.
Need boobs on chainmail?
If it's custom fitted, it's custom fitted. I'm just saying.
No, it's not. It's just he just divided it to 2 halfling sized chainmail. And I don't want boobs because it makes a point where basically the sword strikes either is going to be going straight into the middle of your chest or often hitting your arm.
Okay.
A terrible deflector. That was a dumb deflector. It was an armor.
Todd comes by the table. Hi. Do you need Who's any more this? Breakfast, Todd? A little helper guy.
Boo!
Look at you still working here. You are definitely brave. Well, yes, I think breakfast would be fantastic. Thank you so much for offering that. Would you mind telling me what we're having for breakfast? In case I want to say no, send it back.
Well, Eunice has cooked up some sausages and
sausage.
There are
a
certain variety of eggs.
I don't like the way he said that.
What are they, crocodile eggs? What is it? What kind of eggs are we talking about?
You know, from a bird, a type of bird.
As long as it's not a sentient bird, I think we'll be okay, Todd. But if it is, I just prefer it to have just
motherfucker, I will burn down your town.
I don't think Eunice did that.
I think that I hear the mother that abandoned me calling from outside.
Wait, Todd, do you mean like he got chickens and goose and she can't, and Eunice can't tell the difference?
Well, as soon as he started to say, eggs, he looked straight at Quiverwing, and then like, that's when he started kind of stammering a bit, and he keeps looking at Quiverwing.
Let's pay the bill and go get pastries on the way out of town, now.
Todd.
Yeah, it's time to hit Starbucks.
Yes, Todd, my dear. Todd, my darling boy.
Is Todd's hair starting to raise on end? It's like electricity starts to crackle.
A soft peel of thunder.
I think I'll just have the sausage, which I'm hoping comes from a pig. I need you to answer that for me, Todd. The eye and answer that. All right. And then, Todd, at some point in time, we're going to look into those eggs. Not today.
I have to ask
you. Not tomorrow.
I got to ask a universe question, though, at some point here.
Yeah.
I mean, do mallards eat ducks?
You know, that's up to you. You are open to create or add to the fiction however you want. There's nothing in the
rule book.
So
right now, I'm assuming that it's an actual, like, sentient mallard egg. Because of the way he's acting. But if it's just a duck egg, I think that's fine.
It's just a duck egg.
Okay.
Okay.
But he wasn't sure how you felt,
I get that. I get that. I understand.
Okay. Given the whole egg situation, do we know whether or not it's troll sausage?
I asked him if it was pig. If it's not, I would simply have him played live along with anybody he calls family. Right, Todd?
Right.
Yeah, excellent. It's pork sausage, right?
Yeah. It was. I know the pig.
He was
a good
name?
Pig. Herbert.
I'm so sorry. Herbert had to give up his life. Not really.
He was pretty old, so it was time.
So it's old pork.
Deliciously.
Well, bring out sausage and bring out the duck eggs.
Okay. And breakfast beer.
As long as they're duck eggs and if they're not like mallard eggs, I'm fine with that.
Right.
Otherwise, I will be asking for human fetus too.
Halfling eggs?
Yeah, something else.
Look at him and go, they are terrible. There's a reason why we don't eat our children.
No, I'm fine with that. I'm good with that.
All right, so you get your breakfast, you eat your breakfast. It is... The sausage, if even from an older pig, is not bad. The spices are pretty good.
Yeah, that's what you need.
It's still morning. It's probably like 7-8 a.m. something like that.
All right.
And you don't know exactly where the tower size is. You know it's in the marshes and kind of or approximately. The nice thing is getting to the marshes, there's a road basically all the way to the edge of the marshes where that road's inn is.
Excellent.
Seems like a terrible place to have an inn because you only get customers coming from one side.
Yeah, you can head north and there's other little villages and farms and stuff to the north, skirting along the edge of the marsh. But yeah.
All right, well, let's journey on.
Very well, we shall head east.
off we go. Head east to go find this.
And I assume you're taking Miserable Beast or no?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. He's going to carry stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. And I mean, we don't want to leave him in outskirts because we don't know what else he'll kill. He's had his bucket of rats. He should be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's just not right.
Yeah, that second town should be along the road right by where the river breaks up into the marshes, if I remember correctly, from my map.
That's the inn that's pictured there.
Yes. Yeah, with the windmill? Okay, that's the inn.
All right. That's the inn, and there are farms all around there.
Oh, good.
Endless supply of cheeses?
What kind of farms? What do they grow here? Besides undead? Food?
Okay. Turnips.
Turnips and undead. These are the main exports of the Misty Vale.
Mm. Yeah, but there's a mill in outskirts, so there's, you know, they grow wheat and other kinds of...
Well, there's a water wheel on the map, so maybe they have some sort of grains.
Yeah.
Pulses.
Well, the gauntlet.
Mm-hmm. Potatoes.
Nobody's seen any bats today, have they?
It's the morning. Bats don't go out.
They tend to be nocturnal creatures.
Bats don't normally carry messages either, but we found one that did.
Mm. What did it say?
It was on its leg.
Well, I know,
we didn't want to talk about it in town, but now that we're out on the road, we thought we'd share this with you.
Oh, great. Now they're out of town. What is you have to share about these bats? It's going to be a big bat.
So Siggy and I saw a bat with a note wrapped around its leg flying north.
And we found the corpse of a bat in the ruins with a note attached to its leg as well.
In a rune-coded message, which I was able to decipher as, newcomers and outskirts, purpose unclear, keeping an eye on them, all might to set the bad guy... our three-tongued liberator.
He has three tongues?
Yes.
And he has three tongues.
For our listeners at home, Malcolm is holding up the icon of Sathmog.
It's a picture of the tattoo found on those freaks.
Yeah.
That's okay. Okay, good point, Malcolm. Yes, at home. So someone's watching us.
Yes.
And given that it's... a town filled with humans.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's dwarves and bear halflings and...
Whatever the hell that wizard is.
Old.
I think he's just jerky. He's
just old, bad, like badly aged, old. You know, not like... Well, I don't know who really looks good old, but you know what I mean. Badly aged.
Well...
So someone's watching us.
Either way, we should be on guard. This whole way.
Well, some Sathmog, I mean, worshippers are watching us.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we have to be very careful about discussing the statue and the artifacts we found in the tomb.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
In the Ditter Mount. That's the thing they want is brains talking about the fact that he has demon smashing mace.
We've got two pieces right now?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can we see them? Yes. Just want to make sure that we're taking them away from town with us.
Sure, I'll take my piece out.
Okay.
The other one is with...
Shonicles?
Yes. Baylor?
Okay, just want to make sure we have them. That's all. Good.
Yeah, they definitely when you hold them, you feel a hint of arcane... energy surround them.
Like, are we expecting to travel today? Because I can actually do sense magic on them.
It'll take you, if you're going just to the end, probably about 10 hours. Okay. But if you want to go into the marshes, you know.
I think we'll see that for tomorrow.
Sense magic. I don't think it's I think it's like a stretch rather than a shift. It's it's a magic trick. It's not even that long.
Okay.
Ooh, made it. I rolled a 15, but I made it.
Yeah, there's definitely a hint of magic, and Mm-hmm. Like when you held the first piece, you didn't really notice so much. But now that the two pieces are kind of in proximity together, you kind of notice more of a magical aura the closer they are together.
It says you can sense whether the place you're in or an item you're holding is affected by magic. And if so, what kind of magic? Can you tell me that?
So we got animism, elemental, and...
Schools of magic. Animism, elementalism, mentalism, and then general magic.
I would put this under general magic.
Just general magic.
Just, yeah.
Okay.
Now, if the four of you could give me an awareness roll, please.
All right. Awareness.
11. So I made it.
I have a 15 skill and I rolled a 13. So I made it.
I have an 8 and rolled an 8.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm not noticing. I'm far too interested in looking at the pieces of the thing. Missing.
So, Sigyn, about 100 yards off the road to the south, you see a wooded area, and you feel like you're hearing some shouts and metal clanging. Dan, you see also to the south, you see a pillar of smoke. It could be a campfire, might not be a campfire. And Corinne, you notice that smoke also.
Looks like there might be something up ahead.
Sounds like there's a bit of a conflict in the woods to the south.
Well, should I start singing or is drawing weapons?
Is that the general location of the sound is the general location of the smoke?
Yeah.
I would probably say weapons right now. I mean, I love your songs.
They're
fantastic. I love that.
They are an enhancement to your environment. Even if it's a martial one.
So let me investigate further. I will report on what I find. If should present a danger to us.
I'll cover you. And I'll draw the bow.
I'll stay here with Quivering.
So you're going to sneak ahead?
I'm going to sneak ahead, yes.
All right. How far ahead are you going to stay from the rest of the...
How far are the woods?
About 100 yards.
Like 75 yards until I can start making out details.
Let's go back to meters. So we'll say 100 meters.
75 meters then. Okay. 3 hogshead and a fathom.
Yeah. It's, you know, just to, yeah, let's try and stick catacombs. To, you know, the fancy European form of measurement.
That's actually the measurements of the world, but okay.
Like I said, fancy European.
Yes.
Can you make your sneaking roll?
I made it comfortably. I have an 18, so I rolled a 10.
Only an 18. All right. You're
sneaky AF. Okay.
You're sneaky AF, and you get up, and you can definitely you can smell the smoke from there. It's not like the woods are burning down or anything.
Doesn't smell like cook fire.
It seems like it might be bigger than a cook fire, but not like it's not like the forest is burning down.
Burning when?
And you hear occasional, like, you don't hear any fighting, but you do hear an occasional howl of pain.
Do I see any of the participants yet?
No.
So I will look back and just wave a hold motion, and I will sneak a little bit further in.
Okay, make one more roll. I don't usually like doing this, but just make one more roll.
That's 14 of an 18.
Okay, you move forward to, I'm assuming, the edge of the
where
woods?
Where I still have cover, but the party can still see me.
Okay. As you get to the edge, you can see another maybe... 15 meters in, you see a small clearing, and you see some people moving around. You see some hooded black figures, some of them kneeling, some laying on the ground, and you see some orcs standing around them. And there seems to be like a conversation going.
Does it seem like a fight where some people are cowering on the floor and some people are threatening, standing above them menacingly?
Yeah.
About how many?
I guess, yeah, make another awareness roll.
That is a one.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, dragon.
Yeah, I can get a check mark.
All right, so you see 8 orcs. And you see one of them has, as is kind of circling the three hooded figures on the ground that are kneeling, you see his right shoulder has the mark of Marduk on it. It's basically 2 crossed meat hooks. You saw that before on the orcs he dealt with.
Where the spider was over there.
Yeah, the Oracle Cave.
Are the kneeling hooded figures dressed as perhaps some sort of Sathmog disciples?
Well, you haven't seen Sathmog disciples in a hooded garb, but you can tell that they look human. And it does the matching, the hooded robes they're wearing are matching.
And how many of them are there?
3 that are still kneeling, and you see bodies of 4 more lying around the clearing.
Okay, so
and,
I
and
will...
And body of 1 orc.
I will sneak back to the party and relay the findings. Seem to be, have a number of orcs surrounding berobed humans. One had the markings of Marduk.
Yeah. We do know from our encounter with them in the Oracle's cave, they too are looking for the statuette.
Hmm. Isn't one of them your friend?
I would never go so far as to call her exactly a friend.
You know a lot about your histories, and you seem like you at
we
one point
had
got along.
A history based on what she believes was history, whatever. But maybe... that aside,
was this one of those situations you told me about where it's a she said but I'm right all the time one? Is it?
Yes.
Ah, okay, I understand now.
She said but I'm right all the time. The very fact is they're also looking to the statue. I don't think we should mess with them. Do those people look like farmers?
No, they were all wearing similar cloaks.
So like a band? I mean, we could save a band. I mean, you know.
Of the 7 of them, it'd be a rather large band.
That's a huge band. That's really not going to work.
4 were dead.
That's like a podcast size.
And 3 were kneeling in subjugation to the orcs surrounding them.
Like they're prisoners?
Prisoners, yes, would be a good depiction. It was clear a battle was fought.
Well, I have no particular talent and no particular... love for the Nightkin. And the fact that they're out, well, it's because there's always a classness. The very fact is, if we don't need to strap with them, then I suggest we let them be. But if they look like genuinely good people in distress...
You did say they were wearing robes, is that correct?
I did, yes.
Were they like comfy bathrobes?
No, more of an ominous sort of unpleasant cult robe is
okay,
how I would describe
it. Okay, no. Not crossing swords with orcs.
Maybe this is our chance to scoot past the orcs while they're busy with their lovely bathing people in the woods.
Before they find us.
There's no guarantee the humans would be our friends either.
No, the humans aren't going to be our friends. Yeah. They're sort of some weird band that could be a competitor. We need to get to the end first. I mean, they could be in distress, maybe.
All the followers of Sathmog thus far that we've encountered have been humans.
That is something, you know, I know she pointed that out too. And Algra may have been right about that observation so far.
Odds are not looking good, however.
No, so, let's just go. Let's just go. Let's
I think we now. Should leave them be and carry on.
Yeah, we're going. Going.
Okay. So we will depart at... I know it seems very unheroic in some people's eyes, but the very fact is...
Bravely ran away.
Until we have more information as to the intentions of both all the parties involved, we're best served by carrying out our own interests.
They hadn't killed them. They could have easily killed them.
Well, some of them were killed, but one of the orcs was killed as well.
Was like a lot killed? Were they very dead? Or were they just like mildly dead?
Mostly dead.
Yeah, I mean, not arms ripped off and entrails strewn about, kind of dead. Just like,
Not yet, anyway.
Goodness, these are orcs. These are
those orcs were very reasonable, and they actually had a fairly good charcuterie tray.
Oh, they did.
I kind of like them. I have to admit.
Do not say that. That's what they want you to say.
We didn't actually ask what the charcuterie was made from.
You never.
There were no eggs on it, so I was okay.
Careful. Tread lightly.
Whale eggs are really nice.
No, I'm thinking about going vegetarian at this point. It's just safer for my health.
I look over at, quivering. Goddamn tea drinkers.
I know, right?
So I take it you're scooting along.
Yeah. This is happening where we're scurrying.
Yeah, because I agree. I don't have much of a stealth sneaking skill, particularly now that I have chain on. So we're gonna leave.
All right, we're going to mark that down for your advancement rolls later.
Avoiding conflict.
Avoiding conflict, yes.
Yes.
This shit ain't none of my business.
No. I don't know him. Look kind of sophomoggy to me.
So a few hours pass, and you're probably just like... Maybe an hour or two outside of where you think the road's end in is. And you see a horse-drawn cart with a couple of people on it. Looks with some goods on the cart. Maybe are farmers.
Are they wearing robes?
No.
Is it two old women pulling a cart full of turnips?
No.
Cabbages, perhaps?
Yeah, I just want to make sure we're not having another encounter.
Those women were very nice. Again, we ate those turnips for quite some time.
Yes. They were...
They invited us to their house. They sounded lovely.
They did sound lovely. And they were very nice. And I really appreciate simplicity and Perpetua and their turnips. But they live nowhere near us. They're in some village called Chaton.
Which they said was from the Eastwood, did they not?
Yes, but they said it was near the east of...
I'm sorry, their village was Chaton?
No, called Chaton. C-H-A-T-O-N, Chaton.
They said it was south of the
village of Chaton.
That's what they said.
The village was Chaton.
Yes, not to be confused with Chaton by the Sea.
It was Simplicity Weird and Perpetua Gristle.
Yes.
Lovely ladies, they visited Chaton south of the breach.
Oh, yes, the Deadfall Breach.
Yes.
Hmm. Dun, dun, dun.
But we're not seeing them, right? These people have a horse, and they're not pulling it themselves. So that's but.
Well, this is a pretty open road and pretty flat land. I mean, they probably have seen us already.
We'll be kind.
Yeah.
Wave. Yeah. Yeah, do the appropriate things that people who are not about to stab one another do from a distance.
Yeah, for the 15 minutes they're approaching you, they're just waving. No.
They just the whole time. Oh, that's just awkward.
No. Just
should
one
we stop
wave.
Waving? Can we keep waving? I don't know.
Yeah. We stop after one wave. Just one round of waving, and then we'll wait till we're, like, much closer.
Making a lot of notes here. Waves, robes equal bad unless they are terry cloth or flannel.
Satin, also.
Satin.
That's good.
Well, I'm going to say I've read about some very wicked people wearing satin robes.
Oh, that's true. Is it satin with high collar? Then you better be wearing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think they have to be accompanied with stockings as well.
Yes. Dusk ordered in yellow, possibly.
Yeah, but those were in the reserve section of the library. I was chased out of there.
You were harsh and terrible life.
Well, I mean,
chased in more ways than one.
Got more than one thing. Mm-hmm. So, these people in a cart with a horse and goods, they will be civil and wave at them at a distance and then stop waving at the appropriate amount of time, which just means just waving until we actually get into vocal range.
Notes to self. Perhaps a book about waving? Question.
No. Do you mind just not saying it out loud as you write the notes?
Perhaps road etiquette for adventurers.
There's something. Yes.
Oh, that's a better title.
That's a book.
Cross out.
Yeah, so as you get closer, you can make them out. There's a human man, looks like probably a farmer. He's got a beard and a straw hat and kind of rugged clothing. Bigger guy, muscular, and sitting next to him on the cart, holding reins, is a child, probably 9, 10, 11, somewhere around there. Pretty tan skin and no hat. He's got kind of pretty messy hair, and they approach.
Hail, friends.
Greetings, neighbors.
Hail, well met. So what brings you out this way, travelers?
We're heading to the inn.
Oh, that inn. Oh.
Well, is there another
Lots
inn
of rumors
on this road?
About it. Well, yeah, I mean...
What have you heard of this inn? Unfair prices? Weak beer?
Well, you see...
bread?
I got
Lots
my boy Pip here with me.
Pip?
Yeah, there's all these rumors about... people disappearing around the inn, even a small child, and most recently the shepherd's daughter, Antalia, she disappeared recently, and folks around these parts they blame the inn. So watch yourselves, watch your companions. Yeah, but how things are, just rumors, talk. I'm breaking my potatoes over to Outskirt.
Oh. Well, I look over at Balor. Maybe we'll take a couple of potatoes just before the road if you can part with a few.
Sure. If you pop me a silver, I could fill you a bag.
Absolutely.
Sure. Give me a silver.
All right. Here you are. Here's a silver
and
coin.
Your name, good farmer, are the potatoes.
The folks call me Sally.
Well, Sally, thank you so very much. I hope you and Pip have a very safe trip all the way to Outskirts. Be advised, there are orcs on the road somewhere, but I think they're chasing cultists.
Oh, cultists. Oh. Every day you hear about another cult popping up.
I know. I think this one deals with frogs.
Interesting. Do they have a brochure?
Really.
Do they have a brochure?
No. They just kept croaking at us. It's terrible.
Stay in the potato field. It's a blooming industry.
Farewell, Sally.
Farewell, Pip. Pip waves, too.
No hidden secret signs of Sathmog tattooed upon their bodies anywhere. Carved into the potatoes.
Yes.
Roll spot hidden.
This is weird.
Very well.
This is a weird logo.
A 20. I rolled a demon.
You do find him.
He only has eyes for the potatoes.
You saw some mud on the boy's arm that looked a lot like a figurehead of a demon.
I don't trust that child.
I don't trust any of children.
It's a child. Of course you don't trust it.
Well, I mean, they are a burden on society.
Not if you know how to industrialize them. Let's just move along. Let me sing you a song. It has nothing to do about child labor. So, do we want to go to the inn where people disappear?
Of the available options.
What's the weather like outside?
Otherwise, it is staying in the woods. No offense. I'll look at singing and
we'll be,
no offense to anything of the stars. But, I mean, chasing down.
No, it was assured that the people only disappear when they're in the inn, yes?
He wasn't really clear about that.
Mm-hmm. He said around.
Mm. Well, let's make sure that that this inn isn't racist against mallards, because I will not stay in an inn like that again.
Again?
Where were you?
Were you not here at breakfast?
I was there at breakfast.
They weren't racist against mallards. They were just eating duck.
Tab, whatever his name was, he was just worried that apparently serving duck eggs to a mallard might be offensive.
I would like to quote from the notes I'm writing on Corinne's biography. I clearly have three pages of how all the things that are wrong with Todd, and it clearly states in there that Corinne says that he is racist.
Did not say he's racist.
You clearly did. Under feeble-minded, smells like a rotten turnip, racist.
It's... None of those things came from my mouth, and they were not about Todd, actually.
How am I going to write your story if
you need to listen to... The feelings in the words.
Okay, not
racist. It's all about the subtext.
thank you. Exactly, subtext.
Ham-fisted. I guess that's okay.
No, just say that's kind of okay. He's kind of... I mean, he's a child. I mean, they're terrible at things.
I thought he was like 23.
He's
14.
Yeah, he's a kid.
He doesn't wear it well.
Must die.
I know. They have a hard, hard life. Like moisturized child. You don't want to tell a child that, but it's like, where you live, you need to moisturize. Mm. Mm. Anyway.
So, to the inn?
Well, it does have an indoors. I'm a fan of.
They might have plumbing.
Well, that'd be weird.
Well, so, yeah, you might be able to get a meal there, or you can stay out in the wilds and eat road rations.
We could eat there and then go. Did we get a tent? We didn't get a tent, did we?
There's the possibly demon-contaminated potatoes that we just bought, which...
That's why you have to cook them. Fucking, potatoes.
God, the donkey's into them.
No, I'm not eating those potatoes at all, then.
Yeah. I'd go for the hot meal in the inn, I think.
So, how about a hot meal, and then we'll just escort you to your place to stay.
Why don't we check it out first before we decide?
Because if it's really nice... we had those scones.
Could be a good story.
Could be a great place to sing.
Or if there's a sigil of Sathmog on the outside, we know to avoid it.
Or burn it down. Probably just avoid it.
Either or.
Dane, while we're walking, is wrapping the hilt. He makes sure his jacket is on, and he's wrapping the hilt of his broadsword. And just some wrapping, some cloth that he has.
Mm. Okay. Do you have particularly sweaty hands? I don't understand what's going on here.
I don't want anybody to recognize Astid.
What?
Astid what?
Oh. I forgot to tell you all. So the broadsword that I picked up in the cave, and he'll just pull it out. Like, it rings when it comes out. It's really well made. It's ridiculous. And it's got runes inscribed on it. Yeah. This is Astid. It's a named sword that was in that pile of junk that we found, and that's why
almost as nice as my hammer.
Well, I don't think it's that nice. I mean, but it's really really nice.
Put a rag around it. We don't want everybody showing off that we got stuff. And your hammer, keep it hidden.
It's still singing. It's okay. Let's put that away.
Do you want me to hold on to it for 10 minutes so I can tell you what kind of magic it has?
Oh, I didn't think it was magic, but sure.
Swords just kind of sing naturally in your world.
Sure. No. It's just like, when you have a really well-made sword, it'll continue. Yeah, if you want to. I mean, that would be great. We never did that.
Actually,
we never did check it.
I thought he did, actually.
No.
God damn it, Nathan, I thought that was my actual ears.
No. Me too. I was like,
Yeah, so he'll unstrap it and hand it over. It's a broadsword called Astrid. It's a one-handed weapon. It's an ancient relic.
Yeah, so it's twilight. You can start to smell the smell of the marshes, and you can hear marsh insects.
Well, the odor and, carries.
Frogs chirping and...
Which smell is more powerful, the donkey or the marshes?
Yes.
Perhaps we could find the zone where they combat, and that's where we'll walk.
It's getting pretty close. And in the distance, you see through fog coming from the marshes, you do see the lights out in front of a pretty large inn. It's much larger than the Three Stags.
Ooh.
Does it seem to have a fair amount of people or evidence of people about it? Like horses on the outside, large stable?
Yeah.
People attending to animals?
You don't see people, but you do see a stable, and the lights out there are the torches have been lit.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we should advance cautiously.
But advance we must.
It looks terribly civilized.
As civilized as this valley seems to get.
A lot.
So, okay. So you get to the inn and you can hear people inside.
What the fuck?
It's the frog cult.
They have a rave in there.
They have a rave inside.
Yeah. So Brains kind of steps on the first couple of steps. So are we going in?
I mean. I guess.
Sure.
I think I smell.
Roast pig. Just want to smell things that are not the swamp.
Hmm. So he goes up the rest of the stairs and he opens the door and you're greeted with like there's a fireplace light and torches in the room. You see a bunch of people in there. You hear people laughing and playing games. None of them Dungeons and Dragons, but maybe dice games and card games.
Good.
Well, I mean, these people look alive.
They don't look missing. That's the important thing.
Yeah, I do a quick count.
Yeah, good
there's
idea.
Probably about 20-ish people in there.
Is there a stable boy? Stable child? Stable person?
You don't see anybody.
The stable genius?
there's a post outside that you could tie up Miserable Beast.
Is it far enough from other beast?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't see any other horses.
Oh, that's actually kind of good. Because, I mean...
Is it?
Well, look, remember that one time we had to stay up all night burying the extra ones that were... Yeah. I don't want to go through that again.
You guys really did seem tired after that.
I still have nightmares.
And they wear horses.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean... Ugh.
So, yeah, we'll tie him off and take a peek inside. And it's one of those ties that, like, you know, we just would like you to stay here, but we're not going to force you to do anything.
We're like we just dump a pile of potatoes on the ground in hopes that he keeps him interested.
We can't give him all the potatoes. I mean, I
just some potatoes.
What's his name? Does probably want
the demon mark ones.
The
goddamn donkey is more protected than the rest of us.
Yes, but I don't see the fine.
He just snorts at you and he actually kind of sits down like all the way.
Okay.
And like he's ready to be there for a while.
Okay. He's just really shitty at being a donkey.
He's got his paw. He's got all his hoofs up like.
All right. Let's. We'll just leave him be.
It's like laying on the side where your trail rations are.
Yeah, of course. All right, into the inn.
It's warm in there. It seems very welcoming. There's a spit roast boar cooking in the fireplace.
Quick question. Anyone in robes?
No.
Yeah, do a robe
clothes.
Check.
Mm. Yeah, okay.
So while they go in, robe I would like check. To do a circuit outside the inn around the perimeter to look for any suitable spots, like cups of trees for camping in the evening. Or anything that might seem out of the ordinary on the outside.
Or maybe a nice balcony on
off of one of the rooms. Balcony.
Yeah.
Options. Whether the roof is level, that sort of thing.
It looks like there's a couple rooms with balconies. And there are these are more like some cypress type trees that are growing on the outside and around the back. And it's a pretty big place. So it looks like it could host a lot of people.
Do you want a hammock up in the tree, or do you want to sleep on the balcony?
So looking at the trees, like water's edge trees opening, I mean,
yeah, the ones with kind of like the roots that are like half out of the ground.
Yeah, so we'll see if they have a room with a balcony free.
Okay.
And if not, then the wood
trees it is.
Yep.
All right.
But otherwise, nothing out of the ordinary?
Not that you can see, no. No, there's a halfling woman behind the bar who greets you all.
Mistress.
Good day, neighbor.
Ah, good day. New travelers. I don't think I've seen your faces in here before.
This is our first time enjoying your wonderful hospitality.
Well, welcome to the Rhodes End Inn. I am Halimi. I'll be your host with the most.
The clever proprietors.
But we've got good food and cheap drinks. What can I do for you?
Well, we're looking for basically dinner starting off, and then we're thinking about maybe a few of us staying here. What can you tell about those rooms with the balconies? Are those a part of a suite or individual rooms or the dormitory rooms?
Well, those are our luxury suites, but we do have a sale on those right now. They're usually 2 gold a night, and mm-hmm. they're only 1 gold a night right now.
1 gold a night for those luxury suites.
Mm-hmm.
We'll only be here one night.
I mean, is that for the entertainment as well?
Well, I mean, if you partake in the gambling, that's just run by the locals here. You know, buyer beware, player's your own risk. That's nothing to do with me.
Well, I mean, do you have music for tonight? Is that what's?
Well, it's kind of crowded in here tonight.
But if not, I know someone who can provide you some amazing music.
Oh, I do see the lyre on you.
Don't call her that.
That's the instrument, dude. The instrument on me.
Oh.
Yeah. He's quite protective. So are you two?
No. We're not related at all.
You sure?
No, we're not related.
Oh.
He's like, I'm only a human. I'm a halfling. Can you tell me not related?
I mean, I know one of my eyes is the same color as her eyes, but it's...
You are a spicy one.
No one wants a bland one.
Just for you, because you've made me laugh, half-price drinks tonight, too.
Fantastic, Helly.
Helene.
That's how we pronounce it in Saddleback. Saddlewood.
Oh, do you know where you're from?
Slapped you back.
Sometimes I do. And you know what? I'll throw in a good couple of songs just for some meeting. There's so many people here. Why not let them have a full, enjoyable night? That you'll be.
Are there any mallards among the 20?
Yeah, what is the makeup?
Probably a bunch of elves.
There's a few dwarves, a couple elves, but mostly humans, and the halfling behind the bar there.
Do they seem like the rustic rural farming sort? Do they seem like travelers, adventurers, like a blend of everything?
There actually is a group of halflings, and they're kind of like trying to catch your eye there. Corinne.
Do I recognize any of them?
No.
Oh, okay then.
But they're like,
I guess it's relatively safe.
They're smiling and trying to like catch your eye and like, you know, hey, why don't you come over here? Kind of look.
And then I gotta go put some people in their place. I'll be right back.
I think she's found some fans.
I'll use my whistle if I need help. Come on, Blaine.
Right. Oh, of course.
You're doing my book. If you're going to keep up, you're going to be writing my book.
So oh, great. She's bringing the human with her.
This would go well.
No, 10 feet back. 10 feet back. Okay, just go find out what everybody's doing, then I'll call you later. Okay, fine. Walk over.
And she went off to...
Hey, can we interest you in a game of Lucky Fives?
Nope.
Come not on.
Unless not unless you're willing to listen to a couple sets.
But you know any good halfling songs?
I'm from Saddlewood. Yes, of course I do.
Oh, Saddlewood, aren't you fancy?
Do I know how to swim?
Mm. Not gonna say that. Because I know you can't, buddy. Yes, Saddlewood. Is it fancy? Only to those who live outside of it, I suppose. Where are you from, you charming rustic folk?
Well, we came to the Vale about, I'm not sure how long ago, maybe 6 months or so. But we're from Turdberry.
Turnberry or Turdberry? I'm sorry.
Turdberry. Your accent is hard to place.
That would explain it. I was like, only the people of Turdberry can just come out wearing anything.
I look at you.
Such bravado.
You look like somebody that I grew up with, who's also from Turdberry.
No.
I think Siggy and I are having a conversation in Elvish.
No,
are you hearing this?
Not quite.
He said Turdberry. It's a dog. We're cracking up in Elvish.
No, not from Turdberry. Have no family from Turdberry. There was a dodgy cousin who's visited there, but that's about it.
Oh, yeah, it's a lovely place. If you find your fortune there, you should go visit sometime.
If I find a fortune, yes, it will definitely be something that will stay on my mind if I go there. So, you've been here for 6 months. Are you guys looking to build something, start a new community, explore the Misty Valley?
We're looking for a new homestead and really just a place to call our own, and there just seems to be so much opportunity here in the Misty Vale.
Yes, there's definitely opportunity here.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really not interested in playing a game of Lucky Fives. I'm just terrible at that.
He like makes a little sad look and like pouts a little bit.
And not having very much to actually gamble with, I guess. I mean, though, the crowd was generous to a certain degree, but not all that overly so in outskirts. And my talents somewhat were wasted, but, you know.
How is it outskirt? I feel like I haven't been there in forever.
If you haven't, you've been there for 6 months. You missed the whole entire big, huge renovation that happened recently.
Oh.
Yes. They're rebuilding a part of the wall after a troll jumped over it.
A troll, wow.
Mm.
Yeah, they do seem to kind of come where they're least wanted sometimes.
Is there a place where trolls are wanted?
Good point.
Yeah, anyway, it was dispatched. And by, you know, people who have talent for that kind of thing.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's all kinds of wandering adventurers passing through there, getting their feet wet before they get, you know, smashed by something and sit packing.
Indeed. Do you often run and meet adventurers coming through here?
Sure, I think I have.
Oh, were they wearing matching robes? I'm just curious. I mean, I hear that's a fashion that things adventurers are doing these days.
Not that I recall, but there were some adventurers that came through a while back. They'd gone into the marshes, and they came out looking like they'd gone through the marshes, if you know what I mean. Mm. Or the marshes went through them.
You would know what the fat looks like coming from Turdberry. Yes. So, Will, have you heard about that shepherd's daughter?
Oh. Well, yeah, let's see.
Hot stirring begins.
What was her name again?
Alita, Anita, Atena, Apana,
Akutaria,
Italia.
Oh, what? Antalya.
Antalya, that sounds like a shepherdess.
She's not missing. She's right over there. She's sitting, she's by the fireplace at that table.
Oh.
Over by the wall.
Well, I do have a question to ask her. I have some friends, well, acquaintances that live in some town with, oh, I think it's like wool something. Anyway, a lot of sheep. Maybe she could help. I'll just have to ask her a few questions. Said she was missing or somewhere. Anyway, it has been a delight meeting all of you folk from Turdberry. I hope that you have best of luck. And please, do you see that one there? I'll point towards Dane.
Yeah.
He acts like he doesn't know what he's doing, but he's a freaking card shark.
Oh. Well, we'll keep the dice warm for you if you get bored.
I just might.
We'll be here all night.
So will I if I'm singing.
Very well.
I'll go back to the group. Well, okay. They appear to be a bunch of gambling halflings. They've been here for 6 months with some turd shit. I mean, turdberry, turd bowl, something like that.
Terrible 6 months town. Here?
6 months in the area. I think they're trying to establish a new steading, but that's all I can gather. They said the missing girl from the rumors, of course, is sitting over there by the fire, so apparently those are not true. Apparently missing people just don't go home.
Is there a girl sitting over where they...
Yeah, there's a blonde human girl wearing a blue bonnet sitting over by the fireplace, eating a meal by herself.
How old would you say she is?
37.
16, 17, 18, somewhere young.
Okay, that's best your age.
Is she chaperoned?
It doesn't look like it.
Now, who said she was missing?
Sally.
Sally. Yeah, Sally. Pippet talked. Pippet said it, and Sally repeated the rumor.
Oh, Sally said that people, you hear just about the generic girl. People went missing. No, well, she's probably just enjoys her time at the bar then.
As the young people do.
Can I keep an eye on Sally? See if anything. Not Sally.
Antalya.
Antalya. Yeah. Just see if there's anything unusual about her activities, movements, repetitions.
And while you're there commiserating, a dwarf comes over to the table and says, "Hello, all. Mind if I sit down and have a chat?"
Sure. Well, desperately need a conversation with strangers.
Yeah, he's a pretty impressive looking dwarf. He's got a, unlike some dwarves, he's got a full beard.
Oh, and you are impressive and clean.
Yeah, and clean. Lots of gold. A big fur.
Lots of gold, you say?
Very my favorite color.
So he introduces himself. My name's Steak.
What was it again?
My name is Steak. Stig Stonehilt.
Stig Stonehilt.
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 Yep.
Not to be confused with the Greenhilts.
Nope. Nice to meet you, Master Stonehilt. What are you doing in these parts?
Well, I came to the Misty Vale to find adventure. You know, I lived in the Coomer Mountains, and I've fought trolls and ogres and, you know, manticores. You should see the manticore I fought just last year. It thought it had me with this poison barbs, but I cut off its tail and shoved my broadsword straight into its mouth through its brain.
Wow.
I was laid up in bed rest for weeks afterwards, but that was the most glorious kill I've ever had.
That sounds quite amazing, Stonehilt.
Yes, if only I knew a bard who could write a story about it.
Well, the thing is, what's so funny is you might just have known, might have just run into one.
I spotted the liar.
Well, perhaps I should actually spend a tune and let you decide. So were you here to go to, was it Bothhild's? Bothhild's? What's her name again? Good Lord. Bothhild. Bothhild's, Bothhild's mine.
Bothhilda's load?
Yeah.
Yeah. I just can't say that.
It translates poorly from the dwarven.
I have heard rumors about the place, but I am not one for curses. And he makes a kind of a religious gesture on his chest.
Wait, so the mine is not only just haunted, it's actually cursed.
Well, isn't that how you get haunts or from curses?
No, you can just die wrong.
But
you don't die right. You may be end up haunting someone.
But when a dwarf of power dies from greed, bad things happen.
Oh, greed.
Which dwarf would that be?
Bothhild. That's rumor.
Sometimes the original person who made the place isn't always alive later on, and they keep the name.
Perhaps they just came up with the tales to scare off others to keep the fortune to themselves.
I think that's what happens to those who go in afterwards. So, Swordholt, sword through the throat.
No, he said through the brain into the mouth, and I was trying to work that one out.
I thought it was through the mouth into the brain.
Through the mouth into the brain.
No.
Oh, up through the
soft palate. That's what I
meant. Yeah, let's go to the videotape.
Roll the tape.
So how long have you been? Are you just passing through the inn? Just staying here for the night?
Yeah. Just staying here briefly, and I'll be on my way soon. But you seem like I know you're trying to hide it, but you seem like a pretty capable bunch, and I wanted to introduce myself and. Yeah, for some reason I feel like you may be of service to each other later.
Is there some other danger that we need to be aware of? But I mean, not that a partnership doesn't seem like a bad idea. Just curious.
There's always danger. We're right on the edge of the marshes, and sometimes things crawl out of the marshes that shouldn't.
Bandits.
The sin seems quite large and well populated. Surely there can't be too much concern here.
Well, of course not. I just, I mean, am I mistaken? Are you adventurers? Are you here for glory?
For knowledge, yeah. Mostly.
Yes, we are adventurers, but it's not only glory. There's knowledge, and there's songs, and there's
candle advertisers.
In candle advertising, there's a really great... Here, would you like...
Candles.
Yes. Ha.
We met a candle maker who has no idea how sales work.
No, he's... Anyway.
That sounds like something, someone who's retired might do. You seem a bit young to be interested in...
Oh, we're not
in
doing
candle.
It. We're just...
It's more like a favor.
He's doing a favor. Yeah.
Oh,
okay. I don't want to be exploded.
Ooh.
Well, nobody usually does. But anyway, I will leave you to it. I just thought I should reach out and speak to you.
I said something awkward again, didn't I?
Stig Stonehilt, here's to you.
Cheers.
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 And I will sing a song, I guess, or two. Do I have to make a performance roll? Because I may suck.
No. What song do you sing?
No, that's not right. Well, The Three Owls. This is a song, but after the queen dies, the evil witch ensnares the kings and turns his three sons into owls to get rid of them. But the princess escapes, and then she must stay silent for 3 years, and 3 months, and 3 weeks, and 3 days, in order to break the spell, setting her brothers free, which she does.
though she's sorely tempted.
That sounds like a long song. Okay.
Yeah, it's a long song. And this one's present. But then again, seven souls for seven sisters is long too. But the happy Lord Hardbottle is not. I will definitely sing that one because that's a halfling song.
So while Karina's singing, what are the rest of you doing?
I'm going to be watching the innkeep and seeing how she's reacting to everyone else, whether she's just being a merry old innkeep or whether she's eyeing people oddly.
Exercising us up.
I guess make it an awareness roll.
I'll be listening to the general chatter in the room, but keeping one eye on the girl.
Okay.
I did a 7 out of 14.
The innkeep seems like normal, doing innkeepy stuff, providing drinks and food. You do see basically everyone here seems to be having a pretty decent time, except there is one couple sitting by themselves that seem like they're not having a good time. They seem generally like unhappy and quiet and just kind of sitting there, and they're not like, occasionally they'll say something to each other, but they're not really having an in-depth conversation.
Oh, so me at a party. Okay.
Yeah. If it was modern times, they'd be both staring at their phones.
Me at a party is fine. Right. You just say it. So are they humans or what?
How are they dressed?
Humans. Like rural folk, like farmers or something. And they're pretty young.
So after all this time of staring at the girl, is she... anything seemed odd about her behavior?
You're staring at her.
It's not the first girl he's just stared at the entire time.
She like notices you staring at her, and she like stares back at you and like beckons you over.
I nudge Quiverwing. This should be good.
Fairly certain that the ghost wants to talk to me.
Five right. to one on a silver piece that he pee-pees his pants. Sick.
I'll take it.
I wouldn't take that bet. All right, so I go over. hello, mistress.
And how old are you? To the how old are you, Dane?
Remember, Dane's only 18.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
So he's not much older than this girl.
The Fallen Leaves seems a good love song, so I'll start that one.
It's like, hello there. You see you staring at me. Is there something I can help you with?
Bet she charges him 5 coppers.
you seem awfully familiar to me.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I'm being very rude. My name is Dane Ringson. I'm a junior scholar of the Guild of the Book and Candle.
You did look out of place. You're almost too clean for this place.
Well...
And your hands. Let me see your hands.
Not a callus on them.
He'll awkwardly hold up his hands.
He looks like a surgeon, what freshly scrubbing.
What the hell is he doing?
She looks at your fingers, looks at your fingernails, turns your hand, looks at your palm.
Remember, Dane's hands right now will be blistered. Because he has been practicing day and night with that sword, which he has never held before.
It seems like you've been working hard, but your hands are so soft. I don't think I've ever touched hands as soft before. And she is like rubbing her palm.
Then switch to a vow undeclared.
I moisturize. I
told you it's gonna be his pants.
Unlike those rude people in caves, I moisturize.
pay up, Siggy.
Son, fine.
Can I ask, Mistress, what are you doing here?
Oh, just getting some food. This inn has such nice meals and is pretty inexpensive.
Oh, well, that's good. Being so far away from other items, this is a major trade route.
Well, you know, a lot of the. locals, the farmers and the shepherds come here.
Oh, and
my family's shepherds.
Oh, okay. And I'm sorry, you didn't give me your name.
I'm sorry. I'm so rude. My name is Antalya.
Oh, it's very nice to meet you. Could you stop touching my hands?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just so distracted by how soft they are.
Then switch to lads that bloom in spring.
Well, I'm actually chronicling a book about our travels. I mean, if you could tell me about this area and things that have gone on, and you know, something about yourself. I mean, I could I could use that for information.
I don't know how much I can. I'm just a simple shepherd's daughter.
Does she have shepherd's hands? Notice she's been touching my hands. Does she have shepherd's hands?
What shepherd's hands look like?
I mean,
it seems like she.
Or the lanolin.
Definitely works. she's got like. She does like work with her hands, and you can see just some calluses and whatnot. But yeah.
Smells of sheep, does she?
Maybe a little bit.
That would be appropriate.
Okay. All right. So yeah, I'll listen to if she starts talking. I'll just.
Yeah, she basically if you want to hear the day in the life of a shepherd's daughter, she'll describe that to you in detail.
Then the song of Lady Elaine the Knight of Star Hall.
So, Dane is very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to think of a way to make her... to put her off her game.
Okay.
Because he's on the back foot. And he wants her to talk so he can actually listen to see if there's something wrong. Like, okay. You know, if she really was abducted or something like that. So he'd like to use a skill like bluffing or something where he is going to make her seem more like she's going to be the center of the story. So he'll start saying things like, well, you know, I mean, you're not just and he remembers this from reading books because he is not this good. Okay. He knows nothing about this. So he remembers about how to get information from strangers. So he's like, he starts flatter them. And he starts remembering books. He's like, I mean, you're not just a simple shepherd. I mean, you're obviously
he have to pay? You have to pay him back now, Merwin?
He's like, you're obviously a rose amongst these weeds. Please, I of course I'd be glad to listen to your tales. I mean, I'm sure some interesting things must happen around here. I mean, I've heard rumors on the road that this all sorts of interesting stories happen here from being so close to the marshes and whatever. And I mean, how can such a beautiful flower bloom under these conditions? And I'll roll bluffing.
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
Because again, this isn't him. This is him remembering what he wrote. Okay.
Of course, assuming that it's just my music that's causing all this magic to happen.
So he's got.
I'm not assuming. I'm actually claiming that.
He's got a bluffing of 13, and he rolled an 8.
Okay. I mean, she's pretty flattered, and she's like happy to talk about herself. But really, the stuff she's giving you back is pretty boring stuff.
Okay, so she's not dropping any things about like any interesting things that might have happened, people disappearing, stuff like that.
No. I mean, like, do you ask her any pointed questions, or are you really just trying to get her to talk?
Well, and yeah, so he'll lead in. It is like, you know, it's like, and you know, I mean, you've done all this hard work, and your family is like, but I mean, so close to these dangerous marshes, I've heard that they're haunted. I've heard rumors, you know, people on the road have told us that, you know, people disappear into the marshes. Things come out of the marshes. Have you any stories, any tales about that?
I don't know anything about anybody disappearing. I mean, there's things come out of the marshes sometimes. There's, you know, weird beasts and I've heard tales of trolls and you know the orcs out west but I live a pretty simple life. I haven't really been exposed to so much of that.
Oh, Okay. Well, I mean, that sounds good. I mean, you know, you wouldn't want any danger to befall you. Trolls and orcs, I mean, so rare. Like, as he turns around and somebody's digging coins out of, like, their troll ear purse. You know? There's still some blood on the gold that the party had.
You're sitting there talking to her, and Malcolm, you're up there playing, and you're staring out in the crowd, and some people are paying attention, and some people are like kind of like singing along if they know the song, and you're there, and you see the you're looking at the walls, and like something seems wrong with the walls, and they just seem to like they're just not, they seem to be moving a little bit, and then they start to contract, and it's not just you, Malcolm. Around the same time, Quiverwing, you notice Corinne stops playing her lute and just staring out in the distance, and then Quiverwing, you see the walls contract in around you. Sigyn, you notice Quiverwing just like drops his beer and a face plants on the table, and you notice the walls kind of contracting in around you.
I immediately go to Quiverwing, see if he's okay.
Then blackness. You reach out for Quiverwing, and then it's just blackness. Here, the girl's like looking at you, and you hear just her voice. She's actually like, "Are you okay? Are you okay? What's wrong? What's wrong?" And it's just like getting like dimmer and sounding more muffled.
He'll try to stand up. It's like, "I think the blood is going away from my head."
And you fall, and there's just blackness as the room turns sideways. And that's where we'll stop for tonight.
Biscuity too.
Bitch. So we just walked into a game of wrestling.
Yes. Got started.
Yeah, wrong game, Nathan. Thanks. All right.
So, Tyr, do you want to roll first?
Let's ask the questions first.
Question one. Well, do you drink tea? Well,
we've got dragons and demons, so you rolled a dragon. I mean, you rolled a dragon.
I did.
Right?
I did roll. I did roll one demon.
I rolled a dragon.
Yeah. So I rolled a demon on the spot hidden. Mine is a 15. I'm going to roll. I rolled an 11, so it doesn't advance.
All right. And Chris, why don't you roll for your dragon?
I rolled for the awareness, 14, and I rolled a 6, so I don't advance either.
Oh. Too sad. All right. Did you participate in the game session?
Yes.
Yes.
Did you explore a new location?
Yes.
Did you defeat one or more dangerous adversaries?
Yes.
No.
Turdberry people. Turdberries.
Did you overcome an obstacle without using force?
Yeah, you orcs me avoid them.
Did you give in to your weakness?
What? I didn't. Did I shit mouth the nightkin? I guess I did. Okay. You well, did. Then yes. You did,
yeah. I don't think I did this week.
All right. So, Tyr, why don't you go first?
All right. I am going to try to advance.
Good night, Tim.
Thanks a lot. I'm going to try to advance acrobatics. I have it at a 10. And I rolled a 20. So, yes, that goes up. I am going to try to advance evade. I have it at a 17. I rolled a 4, so it does not. Mm-hmm. And I am going to try to advance swords. I have it at a 6. I rolled a 20.
Ooh, there you go. 220s, wow.
Wish you'd get two advancements for that. All right, and that's my three for this week.
All right, Malcolm.
I will try to advance performance, which I have at a 16. I rolled a 16.
Meets it, beats it, though.
No, it doesn't for experience. It does not. All right. And then I have, let's see, awareness at an 8. I rolled a 17.
Nice.
So wait.
One more, right?
Your awareness is an 8. It was an 8.
It's going up.
Yes, it is.
Since everyone seems very concerned about weapons, I should roll a weapon thing. Or maybe spot hidden. That seems 11's a good number.
I should go with Chris.
My bow. I have a 12. I roll a 6.
All right, I think you got one more, right?
And this will be for evade, which is 16, and I will roll a 6. Okay, so just all around fantastic.
Very good. Good job.
I'm going to go for my evade, which is a 14, and I rolled a 3, so that's no good. Spot hidden, which is an 11, and I rolled a 16, so that goes up.
There you go.
And lastly, knives, which are 16. And I got a 9. So I got up 1.
Yeah, there you go. All right, guys. Thank you so much. That was good.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
If anybody's still listening, please subscribe to our podcast, YouTube. Tell your friends about us.
Not on Google Podcasts, because that went away as of tonight.
But now it's on our YouTube.
We're on the YouTubes.
Yep. Yeah.
Twice.
All right, everybody. Thanks a lot.
For this long. You really should.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Have a great time.
Bye, everybody.
Hi, this is Matt, the co-host of the Advanced Age Role-Playing Gamers podcast, and you've been listening to our latest actual play, Mirth, Magic, and Mayhem, using the Dragonbane TTRPG from Free League Publishing, based on the classic Swedish role-playing game Drakkar Demoner. If you like what you hear, please follow, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and anywhere else you find podcasts. We also really appreciate feedback and chatting with folks, so feel free to tweet us, comment on our YouTube, or leave us a review so we can reach even more people. You can also visit our website at www.theaarpgs.com, where you can read more about the cast, listen to old episodes, and even shop our store for cool Geek Chic merchandise. This story features Malcolm and Nathan as co-GMs. Malcolm will also be playing the role of Karin, a halfling bard. Nathan will be playing the role of Brains, a wolfkin thief. Our players for this story are Tyr as Dane Ringson, a human scholar. Sean as Baylor Banefire, a dwarven smith. Chris as Sigyn, an elven huntress. Anthony as Corrigan Stonehammer, a halfling fighter. And Tim as Quiverring, the Mallard Mage. Character artwork created by Nemesis to Anthony Cupo and friend of the show, Jody P. Schaefer, whose work you may recognize from Metacopolix, Marikari, Megas XLR, and MTV's Downtown. Contact him when the time is right. You'll know how and when. Music licensed through Dark Fantasy Studios and SoundCue. Sound effects by Nathan, using Krotos Weaponizer, Studio, and Dehumanizer, using libraries from Boom Library, SoundCue, Krotos, and his own recordings. So thank you again for taking time to sit down with us at our gaming table. And until next time, remember, you're never too old to roll.